Lord our God, we thank you for your word, and we ask that you will guide our thinking and our seeing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Where are we looking? Where do you and I have our focus? In view of the tragic events of this week, what can we say about us as a nation? Where are we looking? Where are we looking to find hope, to find comfort, to find peace, to find a way of living where we can live with difference? For the man in John chapter 9, the ability to see was not part of his experience. And yet it's he who looks to Jesus. Even though he's unable to see Jesus, he recognized here is a man who comes from God. What must this man have been thinking? It's not as if, unlike in other miracles, the man asked Jesus to restore his sight. Jesus is simply talking with the disciples, presumably in the hearing of the blind man, and he hears these words, "I am the light of the world." The blind man is still blind. He cannot, in any physical sense, see the light of the world. In the original Greek, the words "I am" at this point have a timeless meaning. The blind man standing in front of him is the light of the world, but Jesus also says the light of the world is here on Sunday, the 26th of March 2017, and I will be the light of the world tomorrow, and the day after, etc., etc. The light of the world has come. Jesus spits on the ground, makes mud and puts mud on the man's eyes, making his face dirty. Now that action of mixing spit and dirt causes a problem. But before we come to the problem, the man is sent away by Jesus to wash. He's still blind. It's only when he washes the mud away from his eyes that sight comes. At this point, where is the man looking? Physically, he can see a miracle has occurred. Those around him question him about what has happened and ask, "What do you have to say about Jesus? Who do you think he is?" His reply, "A prophet, one sent from God." Jesus was sent from God. I'm not sure in our understanding of the prophets of the Old Testament, many of them were able to do miracles of this type. When he's pushed, perhaps because those around him were getting agitated and aggressive in their questioning, he responds, "One from God would be able to perform such a miracle." The discussion between the man, his neighbours and the Pharisees about what has happened and what it means enable the man to look to God with growing clarity. Understanding comes. Jesus is the light of the world. I said there was a problem. The Pharisees, the group of people who saw themselves as experts in the religious life and how daily living should take place. For them, doing things in the right way and following the rules was their whole way of life, and also checking up on other people. That's where they were looking. They would have had difficulty with the blind man because of his lack of sight, As the disciples had already commented, this would have been a sign of sin. As Jesus said, this was and is a wrong view. Disability is not a punishment from God. Among the problems for the Pharisees with what Jesus was doing, the making of mud on the Sabbath was one of them. This involved the action of kneading, as in making bread. Those Pharisees had become so bogged down by looking only at rules that they'd failed to see the miracle and the person able to perform the miracle who was right in front of them. They were not looking towards God, but away from God. They and many others were waiting for the Messiah to come, but it had to be a Messiah who followed their criteria. And Jesus did not match their job description. We too can quite easily become like the Pharisees, bogged down in rules and trying to get Jesus to fit our job description. When this happens, we're not looking in the right direction. When Jesus seeks out the man and asks if he believes in the Son of Man, a shorthand code for the Messiah, he affirms his belief and worships Jesus. The man who sees now in a physical sense also sees in a spiritual sense. He's looking to Jesus. On the other hand, the Pharisees had become distracted. You may well look at them and think we can see where they went wrong, but what of us? For we too can take our focus away from God. And it's here that the next question to ask is, are we seeing clearly? I went last week with my mother to the hospital. She's good eyesight. A number of years ago, due to old age, she had to have her cataracts removed. Last week, because of blurring in her vision, she had to have laser treatment. And now, everything is clear again. Isn't this what happens to us in our spiritual sight? And isn't this one of the purposes of the season of Lent? An opportunity to take time for self-examination, to consider the areas of our life where perhaps our vision of Jesus is not as clear as it should be. One of the difficulties with the idea of self-examination is we think we do this on our own, but this is not about navel gazing, but looking at our lives in the light of Jesus. For each of us, there will be different aspects which we may be led to consider, and our starting point must always be from God's leading. So prayer, asking God to direct us into the areas where we need a clearer vision of Jesus. The next step is then to be ready and willing to act. God will respond if we are serious in playing our part. We don't want to be like those Pharisees getting bogged down and losing sight of what is right in front of them. It was the blind man who was ready to look and see, to wash away the dirt from his face, to accept Jesus and to worship him. We're to know we already receive forgiveness from God. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. As people of faith, God is at work in us through the Holy Spirit. But we're not perfect. Well, I'm certainly not. But God leads us to those parts of our lives where work is needed. Maybe our attitude, our desires, our plans, our resources, our relationships, all may need to have a clearer focus, looking towards the light of the world. Where are we looking? Are we seeing clearly? If we're serious about our faith and want to walk closely with Jesus, we may need to take these two questions away with us and to set some time aside to ask God to help us to discern his guiding. There may be a particular issue which comes into the light. Know of God's forgiveness. Know of his acceptance and love. Know of his guiding. And know the warmth of the light. This past week we've been reminded of the darkness in this world. Each of us, by looking towards Jesus, the light of the world, take his hope, his peace, and his comfort into the world we inhabit. Where are we looking? Are we seeing clearly?